This is the Technology Evangelist with Scott Schweitzer, and thank you for tuning in. This episode is brought to you by Solarflare Communications. With over 1,500 customers worldwide, Solarflare has been providing the server NIC cards that have accelerated electronic trading for a decade. Solarflare is now branching out to container networks, cybersecurity, and telemetry with new products coming out this summer. Solarflare, where neuroclass networks are made simple. For more, visit solarflare.com. Today we have Mark Zeller, Senior Vice President, North American Sales at XIO Technologies, joining us. Thanks for stopping by, Mark.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So, Mark, you joined IBM back in 1984, about the same time I did. Over the past three decades, you know, we've both seen a lot of hardware changes come and go. It seems like nothing has taken over the market as fast as NVMe. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I would say that that really the fastest growth we've seen and are seeing right now in the industry is flash. Back in 1984, as you mentioned, when I started IBM, you know, we were selling a 5 gigabyte solution for about 100K. And that solution would transfer data like 16 milliseconds, 16 to 24 milliseconds was the specification. And it would do that at about 1 to 2 megabytes per second. Now, with an NVMe drive, you can store 3.2 terabytes on a drive, can transfer at about 1 to 2 gigabytes a second. That will cost you about $10,000 in a solution. And it's essentially equivalent to buying a Mustang in 1984 for $15,000, it would get 16 miles to the gallon. And now you are essentially buying that car for $2,000 and getting 16,000 miles to the gallon. So the biggest change and the biggest growth has been in the flash component. And NVMe will make that actually grow faster because it actually makes flash fast.
So beyond just speed, why is flash or non-volatile memory express better than spinning disks?
Well, in general, it's also more reliable. So, you know, if you look at the way systems are designed today, spinning disks, you really don't get to utilize the whole area of the spinning disk if you're trying to trade off for performance. The other thing is it's far more reliable. Remember, spinning disk is a mechanical device. Flash with NVMe is all electronics, which has been far more reliable than mechanical devices. So, you know, you get great performance, you get great reliability, and you get a system bottleneck that's been a problem for a long time removed. So there's many advantages to speed. I would also argue that there's a cost advantage to going to flash versus spinning disk, especially in the enterprise area of like 15K drives.
So you mentioned a cost advantage. In that, when we look at flash drives, we see a higher price point. You know, I can buy a laptop with a flash drive and it's significantly higher in price than one with a spinning disk. How is there a price advantage for flash if it's perceived to be more expensive on a per unit basis?
Okay, well, that's a great question. I'm going to answer that less than from a laptop perspective than from a system perspective. But if you were developing a solution that needed a bunch of IOPS, so for example, a 15K 2.5-inch drive, that's the RPMs that it spins at, will do about 180 IOs per second. A NVMe flash drive will do about 500,000 IOs per second. The speed of the NVMe drive, that single drive, could do, you know, basically 1 to 2 gigabytes per second at 50 to 100 microseconds of response time. So in order to get the number of IOs you can get out of one NVMe flash drive, you would need over 2,000, 15,000 RPM drive. If you just look on Newegg and looked at refurbished 15K drives, that would cost you $100,000. You know, in a solution, you can get an NVMe drive with 3.2 terabytes for $10,000. So if you're solving for performance, and performance is how you derive economic value, it will be a lot less expensive than a spinning drive.
Understood. Yeah. And people look at the sticker price of the NVMe drives and they correlate them to a spinning drive and they say, wow, that's hugely expensive from a cost point, but they don't understand the IOPS difference, you know, and just the raw throughput of them.
Right. Exactly.
Now, flash drives, obviously, we've known have a limit with regard to the number of writes that the drive is capable of before things, you know, cells burn out, et cetera. And they've got things to address that. How do you see NVMe and other future technologies fixing this?
Well, I would say, so let's just go back to and just differentiate NVMe from SAS and flash. So flash is the technology, and SAS was the old technology that we were using with flash drives, which also were used with HDDs. What happened is, in order to make flash drives usable, we had to, in current systems back in 2008, we had to make the flash drives insertable in current solutions, which were all SAS-based. NVMe required actually some changes. It's based on a PCIe bus architecture. So when we talk about NVMe versus flash, they're actually the same thing. So let's talk NVMe flash versus SAS flash. And I know this is a long answer to your question, but NVMe itself doesn't do anything for the reliability of flash, but flash itself and the wear level of flash has actually exceeded the industry's expectations. There's multiple versions of flash cells. There's MLC, there's ELC, there's SLC. All of them have different reliability factors. They're all, you know, an ELC is more expensive than an SLC. So when it's all said and done, these cells do wear out. But what we've seen is they're not wearing out at the rate that we expected. So the reliability has been great. In general, flash itself has, and companies are, you know, our company does wear leveling and a algorithm to actually spread the writes around. So when you do that, it actually extends the life and makes it far more reliable than a spinning disk drive.
So we've got reliability, we've got performance. When we talk about memory in general, though, you know, one of the things we bump into a lot is supply chain issues, right? Whether it's RAM or flash, we've recently seen supply constraints on the chip production of these products. Are you aware of anything that's going to change in the near future that might improve that situation?
Yep. So you are correct. There is a high level of constraint on both DRAM and NAND, which is what flash is based on. The good news is, in a report that I read last year, it appears that there is a bunch of fabrication plants coming online across the world that will actually address the NAND issue. So our anticipation is the constraints should be lifted by the end of the year. We should start seeing prices go down in 2018. So I think that will be a very positive momentum builder for people's adoption of flash and using flash in applications beyond what people are thinking about right now.
There's another thing, since you're steeped in storage and you've been doing this for 30 years, that I've been curious about. There's a term called erasure coding. Does this have anything to do with NVMe, or is this purely a disk, spinning disk problem?
That's a great question, Scott. So let me just kind of explain erasure coding. Erasure coding was developed for very high archival rate applications. So the first erasure coding is essentially a RAID protection, but it's more sophisticated. What erasure coding was developed for, in the old days when you did RAID, there was something called a rebuild if you lost a drive. With 15K drives, with that rebuild for a 600 gig drive would be 2 to 3 hours. The SATA drives that spin at 7.2 RPMs became more available and more prevalent in archival applications. Rebuild times would go beyond 24 hours. So what erasure coding did is just created mechanisms to spread the RAID out so that the parity rebuild caused a secondary exposure during that 24-hour period. Now, as far as flash goes and NVMe, a good RAID 5 will work fine because, again, because of the speed, the rebuilds will happen very, very quickly. And because of the reliability, you really probably don't need it. But, you know, at some point, you're going to start storing 100 terabytes on one of these things. There's already 50 terabyte flash drives available in the market that are slower. So at some point, erasure coding will come into this world. It's just not necessary at the current capacities and speeds that we see right now.
I don't want to jump around, but I've got a lot of questions on my plate. One of the other ones was NVMe over fabrics. What do they mean by fabrics?
Okay, well, that's a great question. So the best analogy I could give is if you're familiar with your Ethernet networks or your SAN networks, which in the storage world, the primary still today storage area network is based on fiber channel. NVMe was actually developed to reside on what is called the PCIe bus on servers themselves. The problem with that is in most servers today, only put 4 NVMe drives in because there's only a limited amount of PCIe buses in those technologies. I believe there's one out now that can do 24 NVMe drives, but that still doesn't give you the capacity or the performance that you want. So in order to fully take advantage of NVMe drives, there has to be some kind of networking involved, but it has to use this NVMe protocol. And again, because NVMe was built for speed, there needs to be very little added latency. So around 2014, the NVMe consortium came out with a standard for NVMe over fabrics. The idea was that you couldn't exceed 10 microseconds of response time for those devices. So the idea is to get into a more shared storage environment over fabrics versus having it captured into a single server device, if that makes sense.
No, it does. I totally appreciate that. As we try to wrap up things, what special sauce does XIO Technology drizzle over their NVMe server offerings?
Oh, great question, Scott. The secret sauce that we have in our Excelio device is called Fabric Express, essentially a very highly switched, high number of PCIe lanes, if you will, to the NVMe devices we have in our Excelio server. So our Excelio server has 2 server nodes that are based on the Intel 2600 architecture, the latest Broadwell technologies. And on the back end, we can put 72 800 to 6.4 terabyte NVMe drives. And out of that, because of Fabric Express, we're capable of driving 60 gigabytes of throughput, or for you Ethernet folks, that is 480 gigabits per second of throughput, which allows us to actually ingest data at very high speeds, as well as process that data in real time. So we call it an edge device. And it's for very high capacity, high IO bandwidth challenged problems. And, you know, we've seen some tremendous benefits. One example is we did a test. It's an industry standard test in the finance industry. We were able to do work 31 times faster than a Hadoop cluster that had 14 servers in it with 340 cores and 360 terabytes of storage versus our 30 terabytes of storage on our NVMe or our Excelio using Fabric Express. We did the work 31 times faster at about 40% of the cost.
That is amazing.
So going back to, can NVMe be cheaper than spinning disk? Absolutely. And architecture does matter.
Yeah, especially when you're thinking about the number of nodes in that Hadoop cluster and all the costs and expense of putting it all together and making it work versus a single box with 2 nodes. Yeah, well, Mark, I can't thank you enough for your time today. Do you have any final thoughts about the future of storage that you'd like to share with everybody?
Yeah, well, really, just looking back, when you and I started this conversation, thinking about what I was selling in 84 to what I'm selling now and to what I know is in the pipeline, new NAND technology, 3D XPoint, it's just going to keep getting faster and faster and denser and denser. One of the developments I see is just basically disk drives going away. Probably should never say never, but with the capability to have very slow, very reliable flash for the archival layer and this incredibly fast speed of NVMe and the ability to network that, I just see the capabilities of the storage industry just not slowing down, but increasing over time. It's going to be a great transformation, and I think it'll be good for every industry that uses storage as a way to help drive revenue and cut costs. So I think it's going to be a great ride for the next 10 to 20 years in storage.
That's excellent. Thank you, Mark, for your time today. This has been the Technology Evangelist. Our guest today was Mark Zeller, Senior Vice President of North American Sales for XIO Technologies. Thanks for listening.